Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Benin. Our phone number here at the station is area code 760-337-8874. Or you can access us through the podcast on the web on kxoradio.com.
That pretty much covers it,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that does it.
What do I could say good morning, huh?
Yeah, it's
my important
thing. That's your job.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome to the show, everyone. September's recovery as substance abuse, substances, alcohol, drugs, other drugs, etc. Recovery month. So we kick it off here with a bang. We have a guest today from Dual Diagnosis Integrated Support Treatment Services. How's that for mouthful? Yeah. Did you have any idea it was that much?
That's a lot of worry.
Yeah. We're here today with our friend Jesse, who's coming to us from the Dual Diagnosis Clinic, which that's mental health problem and substance use problem, right?
Yes.
For you.
For me, it is. Yes.
Okay. And we're going to talk about recovery.
Yes, recovery is the main part of it.
Sweet. So all you recovery people out there, 337-8874 is the phone number. Give us a call. Got questions for Jesse. Got stuff you want to add to the conversation this morning. And let's just jump right in. Morning, Jesse.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning to you also.
So what's it like? Are you, like, officially recovered or
I have one more class to go through. And then I'm off to get a job or something. And then, but right now, I've been through years of mental health, and recovery is a big part of it. The dual diagnosis is just a little small part. The real big part is having to really realize that there's people that need help, like myself, from drugs and alcohol to the same for them. And I really have a problem with that.
When did all this start? Like many moons ago?
It started in the backyard of my foster parents' house, and I looked and saw that I had some kind of drug, and it was interesting to see that I had never used before. I didn't really realize what it was, but once you pick up, they say, you know, it once you use it, you're already addicted.
So was it a curiosity, or was it something, you know what?
It was something brought out to me by another person, mostly peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of headed back to, hey, let's try.
They headed back to me, yeah.
How old were you?
I was young. I was about 17, late teens.
Mm-hmm. How what was going emotionally at that time? Were you also
I was dealing with adolescence.
Mm-hmm.
And foster parents.
And foster care, yeah, foster parents.
How did that?
That's fine. They're very treating me very well, but it didn't last that long. I had to go through the mental health system at an early age, and then I had problems with the different organizations that I tried to help out. Like, I was going to Central, and I was on the Booster Club, and I tried to make money for them, $5 and a ticket or something for donations. And I played football in high school. I was really good in track, but somehow I lost track of life at some point, and I started using drugs.
So the story didn't really switch. It didn't get difficult until towards the end of high school, more or less?
Yeah, so there in the high school, it got a little harder because people were flinging me here and there, and I had to get track of life, and it just totally erupted into something I would have never happened to anybody. I wouldn't want it to happen to anybody.
Mm.
But it was something that I got myself into, and you're right, it was traumatic, I guess.
You mentioned that you were early age, you were in the mental health system.
Mm-hmm.
Why were you there, or what?
I was there because I was having trouble with having to deal with the constant social workers driving me from home to home. I ended up in a group home, then I ended up in jail, ended up because of drugs, actually, all that stuff. And I would have to keep track of where I was going, and I don't really know where I left off. And that's where I guess I get a little bit of intuition on where I am, because I'm here right now. And but before, in the past, where I've been, I really had to realize that I have had that much...
A lot of moving around.
Here and there and everywhere.
So you never had really like a stability, nothing stable.
Nothing stable, no. And I can't base it on anything except the fact that the people that helped me were there to help me at that period of time.
Do you remember back then, were you angry? Did you feel like, you know, okay, here, you go again, moving around?
Mostly I did feel that it was something that was like that, yes. I felt it was all that moving around, and I didn't like it. I kind of resorted to anything I could, anything that presented itself.
Right. Drugs?
Drugs, alcohol, binges. They had everything back then.
Mm-hmm.
And now the days, people are very sociable, and there's things that people have that they could use. Back then, I really didn't have any opportunities at all except my own endeavors. But people, I'm sure they got a lot of drugs from other people. And that might have been it. It might have been just society just telling me, you know, it's just the way it is. You have to be going from here to there because of certain, I don't know, whatever the reasons were that I had to go from place to place. But luckily I ended up surviving it somehow, and nowadays I don't have any problems as I did like back then. But it's nice to realize what I did back then, because that was my life, and my life is something that, you know, I should hold true. Everybody has their own,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm glad I have mine now. But you're right, I didn't really realize what I was doing back then.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KGBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXLRadio.com.